First Chronicles 4. There's a man that in the Bible that is spoken of so often. And sometimes you don't get the gist. His name is Jabez. This is the third time I'll preach on Jabez. And the first time I'll do it in Grace House Church. So listen to me. His name is Jabez. I've told you before that everything you see written in the Bible, they are not mere stories. They are there to challenge you. They are there to teach you. They are there to show you good examples or bad examples. Yours is to learn. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, in verse 9, it says, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. Now, I love the way the Bible started. It started from the end of his life. We will see what made him honorable. And his mother called him Jabez, saying, because I bore him out of sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel. What did he say? If you will bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that your hand might be with me, and you keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. I told you that when God answers, it's as though nothing has happened. Just said, and God granted him. How about that? And God granted him. No steps, nothing. He said, do this, and God granted him. Hear me well. Your desire and your hunger can give direction to God's power. It's for those who are hungry enough. It's for those who are hungry enough. There are times in Jesus' ministry where he is going to someone and then he ends up blessing another. The question is, who is hungry? That's it. Who is hungry? Jabez ended up an honorable man. But who said, listen, let me be honest with you. Who said someone who is meant to be an honorable man will not face difficulties? As God has a plan, darkness has a plan. If you like it, believe it or not, it does not change it. It does not change the truth. If God will open your eyes to see things that go on oftentimes, you will pray more. Some things that look logical to you, that just look, no, I reasoned it out myself. It's my knowledge. I just reasoned it out. No. There are people who don't want you to serve God. And they are not human beings. There are forces who would rather have a man nurse a sickness all his life. They will have him spend up the last dime. And that's why, listen very well, you must not treat any sickness as small. Say, just small now, something I can manage. No. One thing testing me. It's testing, testing. See if he can be comfortable with it. Eventually, that sickness is what will stop him from serving God. And then from serving God, he's going to just look at you and say, "What? Why should I even believe in God? I've been nursing this thing." Case closed. Project complete. Some years ago, I was at a conference, and some of you can see me from the back. I'm not tall. So is there a way we can mount the camera so that you can see me on screen? And we were actually, I attended the conference. And the preacher taught us on visions and revelation. Now it's like some years ago. It's been a while. And so I told myself and two of my friends, I said, how come we don't see visions? How come we don't see visions? So they just wished it away. We were watching a movie that day. It was about athletes, four girls like that. I forgot, it's a serious movie. So I was just in their own room. So I moved out of the room and I went to the veranda. And I said, how does that seem? People of God, the first thing I saw when I went to market, I told God, shut my eyes. Shut it, I don't want to see. I don't want to see anything again. Vision or revelation. It is one of the things. Maybe I would have been one of these new age preachers. And I would be shouting glory. I know, which is good. But it's one of the things that set the tone for ministry for me. I knew I was not against humans. I know it like the back of my hand. It is tough, but it is meat for the Holy Ghost. Are you with me? It is what? It's small. It's small only when you have prayed. The mother called him Jabez. Sorrow. That was following him everywhere. Amen. If he's in ministry, he's sorrowful. At work, he's sorrowful. One of the things, I said this night was going to focus on ministry. But as I was preparing, God said he wants to change many things in the natural. He didn't say few, he said many things. Many things. And it's going to start with healing. If you have someone who is sick at home, or you are the one, tonight is a good night. Stay sharp. The mother called him Jabez. He said, I bore him out of sorrow. But Jabez did not complain. He didn't blame the mother. Amen. You know, there are people who, they are fond of blaming everybody in their lives. Oh, if my father was not smoking when I was young, if my mom did not give me those alcoholic drinks, maybe I would have been more consistent. Oh, if my parents were rich, maybe I would have had a job that would pay me enough so that I can face ministry. But now I have to walk from this place to this place and jump from this place. Jabez was not complaining. When you complain, you give room to the devil to act more. It has never helped anybody. What did I say? It always look legit. There is no complaint that does not have a good reason why you are doing it. But it's a trick. Oh, pastor, see, I have tried. Every time we preach in that site, we preach well, but no excuses. Stop complaining. You can take one thing from Jabez. That regardless of whatever is happening now, things can turn around. Things can turn around. We can go 180 tonight. Face another direction. Inspired by the Spirit of God. I've been saying this thing since yesterday. There are people who have limits over them. You really hear me talk like this if you know what I'm talking about. It's a limit. It's a cage. You look free, but you're not. You have noticed it yourself. Every time, you know when it will stop. You know when everything just bam. And then you go back to the starting point again. It will be broken. Yeah. Want to tell you something? It will be broken. Yeah. Oh, let's give out a gift. Wombs that have been shut for a while. It's a gift. If you have someone, I don't expect a brother to raise his hand. But if you have someone, that's okay. Wombs that have been shut for a while. It's a gift. It's a camp meeting gift. Bring the baby to camp meeting next year. In the name of Jesus. By this time next month. You will have a laugh. The right hand of God has done valiantly. The right hand of God is exalted, so says the psalmist. The right hand of the Lord is mighty. It splits seas. Oh yes, thank you, Jesus. And Jabez was more honorable. Every time God has a plan for a man, the devil tries to quickly hijack it. Every time. The moment the angel told Mary, "Hail Mary, you are more favored among every woman," the next thing that surrounded her life was conspiracy. That's the next thing. The fiancé wanted to leave her. The entire town was saying, "Who gave you belle? Who gave you belle?" He said, "It's ghost." God had a plan. The devil too had one. To just thwart it. Your response must be clear. I'm just giving you reasons why you should pray. Everybody's here for themselves. I'm here for myself too. As you are praying, I'm praying. I'm a Christian like you. I'm a believer like you. I've got expectations in this camp meeting. I know what next camp meeting must not look like. And I know what it must look like. So all of us have expectations. I know what God has told me. And I know how I ought to pray about it. You are the one that will also bring your expectation. Jabez had his own. But you can borrow from his own. Like I said, he is an honorable man. But when God has a plan, the devil too has one. Oh, you think you just start that cell and that's it? Oh, you think you just make up your mind that you want to serve God and that's it? That's all. Come on. It's not like that, too. The moment, listen very well. The moment the devil heard that Jesus is coming in the flesh as a baby, the next thing is kill every baby. As God has his plan, the devil has his plan. It's not whether or not. Kill every baby. Some might think that He wants to kill Jesus. Maybe not. He's smarter than that. Maybe not. what he wants to do is cause enough debt for you not to believe in him. So by the time he has killed all the children, and they said, this is not the savior. He said, this savior, this one that caused them to kill all our children. The devil has a plan. But it is meat for the Holy Ghost. What does it? It is the right hand of God does valiantly. Let me read that Jabez prayer again to you. You can borrow it. He said that you will bless me indeed. In the scriptures, the blessing of God primarily has to do with God's purpose for your life. The first time you will see bless is Genesis 1:28. And God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the birds of the air, the fishes of the sea, the beasts of the field. The first blessing is about you in God's plan. And that's why curse, to curse means to depart from God's plan. Are you with me? Are you with me? Jabez said, bless me indeed. Bless me indeed. Is there someone that wants that?
Yes,
sir. He said, enlarge my coasts. Ha. He said, I'm not comfortable with small. That's why, oh yeah, everybody has their different expectation. But God is so, he's so abundant in mercy. He's going to meet everybody. Ah, I thought someone would say amen. He said, bless me indeed. Then he said, enlarge my coast. Let the gathering of 10 turn to 10,000. Enlarge my coast. Enlarge my coast. He has read this from Jacob, that the blessing is plenty. God told Jacob in Genesis 28, he said, your seed will spread to the north, to the south, to the west, to the east. He said, your seed will be like the sky, like the stars in the sky, like the sand in the seashore. Jabez said, yeah, then enlarge my coast. Then I'm not comfortable with small. What an expectation from Jabez. The people is that this is the only time we heard of him. After this, that's all. We must not miss it. This thing that he just gave us. Bless me indeed. Enlarge my coast. I want that a week from now I'm already seeing it. I told you on Thursday when we arrived here. We did not come here to admire God's plan. We did not come here to admire God's blessings. We did not come here to admire anything. We came here to receive. It's not cinema. It's not a show. It's not a show. Every time I go for a prayer meeting, I don't care who's beside me. I don't care who's in front of me. I know what I came for. He said, bless me indeed. He said, enlarge my coast. I love this one. He said, let your hand be with me. He said, you have not been in camp meeting since Thursday. That means everywhere I'm going. Kalatosa. Everywhere I'm going. He said, let your hand be with me. Let your hand be with me. Let your hand be with me. Bless me indeed. Enlarge my cause. Let your hand be with me. Have you seen God's hand before? It scatters the enemy. It nullifies attacks. Have you seen God's hand before? Pharaoh saw it. Bless me indeed. Amen. We've not started praying. That's my time with that prayer. Me self, I will pray. Bless me indeed. Enlarge my coast. Let your hand be with me. God's hand is mighty. It's mighty. It is his hand that raises a man from the merry clay and sets him with the princes. That's God's hand. His hand scatters the enemy. His hand delivers. You know, Nebuchadnezzar, he erected a statue. And he said, everyone at the sound of the trumpet, you must bow to the statue. But some people, they have God's hand with them. They said, what's going on? Don't talk too loud. The king said, kiniko. So what you just do is that, you pray in secret. You do like you are bowing, but you are not bowing. The gospel is confrontation. I said, no. I'm not bowing. It's not like I'm doing like I'm not bowing. I'm not bowing. No. Then the king said, you're not going to bow. Make the fire four times hotter. It was so hot that the people that made it hot, they died. They didn't out. Just the heat from it killed them. Then they threw these three people there. And it was like AC. Jabez said, let your hand be with me. When I'm sleeping, when I'm awake, at work, in church, let your hand be with me. Then he said, that you keep me from evil. That you keep me from evil. You'll be too naive to think there's nothing called evil. That would be too much naivety. There is such thing like what? Evil. Jabez said, keep me from evil. Keep my family from evil. No, Jesus is for my family too. Yeah? Are we sang that song? Come listen. Jesus for my family. Jesus for my family. So keep my family from evil. Keep my ministry from evil. My friends. Keep us. And the Bible says, and God granted it. That's the part I love most. If there's something I like, after all is, and God granted it. Wallahi. God granted it. Like, that's just, is that how he grants it? If that's it, then we should pray. The question is, what do you want? I told you before camp meeting, have an expectation. You don't just go to meetings like, blah, 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 blah. You are just there. You should not have come at all. It's not too late to have one now. You can borrow this Jabez prayer. I like it. Bless me indeed. Enlarge my coast. let your hand be with me.
Be with you.
Keep me from evil.
Keep